Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please allow me to let you know what's newly posted to the inner sanctum of my personal website. Please consider subscribing to what's there. I'll let you know what's newly posted this week, and I'll let you know what's on what you can discover in the inner sanctum should you decide to join. So every week I record three new podcasts and also write an essay called The Lady Dow Diary. So I'll start there. The Lady Dow Diary is an essay I write every week where I basically just talk about what I'm up to, what I'm writing, editing, where I'm traveling to give talks, what I'm teaching online, also what I'm up to with my family and the wildlife at Lady Dow. This is our home in woods, down the bottom of a hill, the dirt track, surrounded by woods and the wildlife, etc. So that's every week, an update with just what I'm up to. And then the three podcasts. So we have three regular podcasts. One is Revisiting Old Favorites, where that's exactly as the name would suggest, is what we do. We revisit old favorites. So this can either be a book by or a work by someone else. So for instance, we read the whole of Hilaire Belloc's The Path to Rome. In a previous time, I've read essays by Chesterton and by Hilaire Belloc and a short story by Francis Thompson, amongst other things. But currently what we're doing is going through all of my own published books chronologically, from the first, which my biography of Chesterton, which was published back in many moons ago, when even I was young, back in 1996, so over a quarter of a century ago now, God help me, my biography of Chesterton, and going through all of the books, my published books, chronologically up to the present day. And at the moment we got up to this week, I published, and what I do, I'm just reading, talking about it briefly, giving a sort of introduction about the writing of the book, and then reading from a chapter, from the beginning of a chapter until we run out of time. I try to keep each podcast to around 15 minutes, which is, I think, a manageable bite-sized chunk for people who are living busy lives. So we got up to, in that series so far, so the one I just recorded today, is a reading and a discussion of my biography of Hilaire Belloc, Old Thunder, A Life of Hilaire Belloc, published by Ignatius Press published by Tan Books in the United States. And I read from chapter 11, which covered the periods of late 1901 to 1903, so early in Belloc's career. And then another regular podcast we have is Poem of the Week, or Poems of the Week, usually, where I discuss, comment upon, read poetry, and classic poems, usually, from the great storehouse of Western civilization. Currently, we're actually going through the top 100, counting down from 100 to number one, reading and discussing the poems that were voted the nation's favourite poems in the United Kingdom back in the mid-1990s. The BBC had a poetry programme, and they conducted this a poll of the British people, and they came up with a top 100, which is published in a book called The Nation's Favorite Poems. And it's from that book that I'm reading this poetry. And we've been counting down from 100, and we're now in the top 30. And actually today I read numbers 26, 25, and 24. I don't read them all. If the poem's bad, I don't like it for whatever reason, I don't waste my time or the time of my friends in the inner sanctum on it. But the three, this time, those three in order, numbers 26, 25, and 24, were all wonderful poems. So I read them, talked about them. So the first was Proof Rock, the love song of John Alfred Proof Rock by T.S. Eliot. And that was number 26. Number 25 was the sonnet from the Portuguese, How Do I Love These, how it's most well known, one of the greatest love poems, love sonnets ever written, written of course by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and addressed to her beloved, her husband, eventually, Robert Browning, the two great poets, who eloped to Italy. That's another story, of course, another discussion. So I read that, and then I also read another sonnet. That was number 24 in the countdown. Is Upon Westminster Bridge, a sonnet by William Wordsworth, in which he describes London asleep very early in the morning as the sun's rising in the summer. Beautiful poem, one of the most beautiful poems about an urban setting, urban scene that I know. So that's revisiting our favourites. That's the Poem of the Week podcast. And then the third regular podcast that I do is the Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast. And this is where I talk about anything I feel like. So it could be anything from one week to the next. But this particular week, I decided to go through the content to give a sneak preview of what people could find in the new issue of the St. Austin Review, which is the magazine that I edit. It's a Catholic cultural magazine. It's now in its 22nd year. It was actually launched on September 2001, and actually the month of 9/11. And I've been the editor ever since. And every issue has a theme. The new issue, which arrived yesterday from the printer on my doorstep, March-April 2022 issue. The theme is the Age of Shakespeare. So I've gone through the issue, giving a list of all the articles, both the theme articles on Shakespeare, the regular columns and the book reviews, the new poetry, etc. So that's what I published this week. But also in the Inner Sanctum, you will now find, I mean, there's over 100 podcasts in the Poem of the Week section. In fact, there's over 100 podcasts in each of those three podcast series. So that's over 300 podcasts in the archives that are available if you join the Inner Sanctum. And then the other thing that's in there for members of the Inner Sanctum is an exclusive 45-part college-level course on Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. Well, that's available if you want to join my Inner Sanctum. So please check out that by going to my personal website, jpierce.co. And hopefully I'll see you there and you'll become one of my friends in the Inner Sanctum. And I'll see you in that case every week. But thanks so much for listening to me. And have a blessed and holy Lent.